Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is August 15th, 2018, day 15 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. You can find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And my theme for the month of August 2018 is to bring you a childhood memory or phrase, something that was intrinsic to my upbringing, and I think I've got a good one today. Again, I'm off the reservation. I thought of this one on the ride back from the airport on Monday night, so never know what you're going to get. This is a radio show that my brother and I used to listen to before we got ready for school every morning, and it was called Buffalo Dick. I think it was technically called Buffalo Dick's Radio Ranch, and I am going to verify that the website is still there. Obviously, there was no website in the early 80s, but I did reach out at one point to this guy. He made such an impact on our lives that I had to find out who was behind the characters and of Buffalo Dick's Radio Ranch. So BuffaloDick.tv is where I last saw it on the internet, and I probably didn't spell it right. Buffalo, right? Buffalo. Oh, maybe it's not there anymore. Well, it might not be there anymore. Oh, wait. Yeah, there's an image. Buffalo Dick's Radio Ranch, 1 of 5. There's some.
No, but, you know, Donald Duckworth.
Look for Buffalo Dick on the internet. You'll find it. Anyway, I believe the guy's name was Jeff Lamb, who produced this. And we would get up and do our morning routine, and about 5 minutes to 7, the local radio station in Marquette, Michigan, you'd hear this characteristic theme song. It was sort of an electric guitar version of Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. And you'd hear the announcer go, "It's time for Mom and Dad to leave the room because your old pal Buffalo Dick is on the air." And it was kind of like I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, it was a fun radio show. It was a podcast before there ever were podcasts, and it was kind of raunchy for its time. Now, remember, it was the early 80s, and he had his cute, cuddly, adorable little sidekick buddy, Buffalo Chip. And Buffalo Chip would, "Howdy, hi, buckos and buckets." And he would usually have a guest on the show and talk about something interesting, and says, "Let's give a great big Radio Ranch welcome for truck driver Gus." And it was the multi-talented truck driver Gus. And truck driver Gus came in, and he would say, "So you're a truck driver?"
Yeah.
"What kind of things do you haul?" "What kind of things do you drive?" "Trucks?" "No, I mean, what kind of things do you deliver?"
"I don't know."
"What do you mean you don't know?"
"Well, I drive down to the Florida Keys where I pick up a load of stuff from a Mr. Garciano."
"And you don't know what's in the packages?"
No.
He goes, "Well, it says here you're multi-talented."
"Uh-huh."
What kind of other things do you do?"
"I play harp."
He says, "The harmonica? Great, I love the harmonica. You kids want to hear the harmonica?" "Yeah!" And the crowd goes wild.
He says, no, I said, "The harp."
"You mean like a real harp?"
"Yeah, that's right."
"Don't take this wrong, Gus, but I don't take you for the harp playing type."
"Yeah, that's what all the boys down at the Union Hall say."
"Oh, wish you'd brought it with you."
"I did."
And the guy can't play the harp to save his life. He says, "Oh, what do you want to play?"
"What do you got?"
He says,
"How about the Buffalo Dick theme song?"
says Buffalo Chip.
"Yeah, you play that?"
So they play the song, and he goes,
"Yeah, I could try that."
Ding, ding, ding.
No, that's not it. Ding, 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 ding. And then Buffalo Chip goes, P.U., you stink. Chipper, come on. You play that thing like you got mittens on. It was a lot of fun. There was also Cow Patty, who came in and made celery soup and egg salad sandwiches. Some of you may have heard me do that. If you want to hear more, find me at Dragon Con, buy me a beer, and I'll do four or five of these things for you from memory. We recorded them to cassette, and my brother and I listened to that cassette over and over and over, because that's what you do when you're teenagers and you think something is funny. You wear it out. Well, I finally reached out to this guy right about shortly after we'd started podcasting. It was 2006, 2007. And bought a couple CDs off him, gave them to my brother and sister as presents. If they still have them, I'd be amazed. But wish I had ripped a copy first. But he had some of his old stuff on there. He had some new stuff on there. And it was a lot of fun. Buffalo Dick, it will live on in our memories. And he's part of the fun. I mean, it kind of reminds me of John Bell. Maybe that's why I love John Bell so much, is that visualization, that theater of the mind that they can do with their voices. You honestly believe there are four or five people in this room while you're listening to the conversation that's going on. And when you find somebody who does that well in an audio format, it's a whole lot of fun, no matter what they're doing. Yeah, a lot of fun. So Buffalo Dick, early 80s, he was on like three radio stations. It was only syndicated a couple places in the country, and we happen to be one of the unfortunate souls to get that. So that's my phrase of the day. If you want to hear more Buffalo Dick again, come find me at Dragon Con. I hope you found this mildly entertaining. I do. Maybe slightly informative. I didn't. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. You can find out more about me at chuckchat.com. As I said, dogdaysofpodcasting.com is where you can find out more about this crazy challenge. Where are the podcasters trying to create a podcast today? And the listeners try and keep up, which reminds me, I'm a little behind. I think I missed about half a day, but I'm doing pretty good this year keeping up. It's usually something like a trip or an unexpected something that drives the backlog crazy. But thank you everyone for participating. It has been a lot of fun this year. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of short weeks after I get through the insanity that is this next software release. And it's the 15th? I promise I will have a special episode on the 23rd, because it is a special date for me. And I will tell you about that when I get there. So the 23rd is less than a week away. I'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye.